Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. What if I told you that the future of gaming is being transformed by artificial intelligence, making it possible to render photorealistic worlds in real time? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, March 14th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about NVIDIA's groundbreaking advancements in neural rendering unveiled at the Game Developers Conference 2025. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where the virtual environments in your favorite video games look as lifelike as the real world around you. That's exactly what NVIDIA is aiming to achieve with its latest neural rendering technology. At this year's Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, NVIDIA showcased a suite of new AI tools designed to supercharge the next era of graphics in games, making them more immersive and interactive than ever before. One of the most exciting announcements is the introduction of NVIDIA RTX Neural Shaders. These allow the training and deployment of tiny neural networks from within shaders to generate textures, materials, lighting, and more. The result? Dramatic improvements in game performance and image quality, delivering new levels of immersion for players. If you've ever dealt with limited training data, this changes everything. NVIDIA is collaborating with Microsoft to bring neural shading support to the DirectX 12 Agility Software Development Kit, providing game developers access to RTX Tensor Cores. This partnership enables faster and more efficient rendering of complex scenes, bringing cinematic quality visuals to real-time experiences. Unreal Engine developers aren't left out, with access to RTX kit features like RTX Mega Geometry and RTX Hair, boosting the fidelity of assets and characters in their games. And it doesn't stop there. Over 100 games and applications now support NVIDIA's DLSS4, making it the most rapidly adopted NVIDIA game technology ever. DLSS4 introduced multi-frame generation, which uses AI to generate additional frames, multiplying frame rates by up to 8 times over traditional rendering. This means gamers can enjoy stunning visuals at high resolutions and smooth frame rates, redefining the PC gaming experience. For fans of classic games, NVIDIA's RTX Remix platform is officially released, allowing modders to create stunning RTX remasters of iconic titles. A demo of Half-Life 2 RTX, featuring significantly improved assets, full ray tracing, and DLSS4, is set to launch on March 18th. It's a thrilling time for gamers and developers alike, as NVIDIA's AI-driven technologies continue to push the boundaries of what's possible in gaming. OpenAI is pushing for a significant shift in how the United States handles copyright laws concerning artificial intelligence training. The company is urging the government to ease restrictions, allowing AI models to learn from copyrighted materials. This move aims to strengthen America's lead in global AI technology advancement. The proposal is part of a broader plan submitted to the government in response to President Donald Trump's forthcoming AI action plan. Imagine trying to teach a child to read, but every book they need is locked away, and you can't get permission to use them. That's the frustration AI developers face today. OpenAI's proposal suggests that by loosening these copyright restrictions, America can maintain its AI leadership and foster innovation without unnecessary legal hurdles. OpenAI has faced legal challenges from several news organizations and artists over claims of copyright infringement. These groups argue that their works were used without consent or compensation. However, OpenAI believes in promoting fair use policies and reducing intellectual property restrictions to balance the rights of creators with advancing AI technology. The stakes are high. Many in the AI industry, along with members of the Trump administration, view America's dominance in AI as a national security issue. They liken it to an arms race, where maintaining a lead is crucial. OpenAI's proposal argues that easing copyright laws would prevent the United States from losing its AI edge to China, often referred to as the People's Republic of China in formal contexts. In a striking move shortly after his inauguration, President Trump revoked former President Biden's AI policies, which were seen as barriers to American innovation. Instead, Trump launched Stargate, a massive AI infrastructure investment project in partnership with OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank. This venture aims to inject up to $500 billion into AI development over the next 4 years, signaling a strong commitment to maintaining the U.S. lead in AI. OpenAI's proposal also emphasizes the need for more investment in AI infrastructure to compete with China's resources. By building this infrastructure, the U.S. can create jobs, boost local economies, and prepare an AI-ready workforce. OpenAI is already considering new data center campuses in 16 states as part of this ambitious plan. The proposal stresses the importance of exporting American democratic AI to encourage global adoption of U.S. technology. This would start with integrating AI tools within the U.S. government, a move that OpenAI has already begun with the launch of ChatGPT-Gov, a version of ChatGPT tailored for government use. OpenAI highlights the recent release of DeepSeek R1, an AI model from China that temporarily overtook ChatGPT on the Apple App Store, as a warning sign. This event showed how the U.S.'s lead in AI is not as secure as it seems. OpenAI's call for eased copyright restrictions is part of a strategy to ensure that America doesn't fall behind in this critical technological race. The enterprise market is buzzing with new agentic artificial intelligence solutions, and UiPath is making waves by acquiring Peak.ai, a startup known for its decision-making AI. This acquisition comes at a crucial time for UiPath, as they face tough economic challenges and are seeking new avenues for growth. UiPath, which initially made its mark in robotic process automation, announced this acquisition as part of their strategic plan to enhance their AI and automation services for specific industries. Peak.ai, originally founded in Manchester, England, specializes in AI that helps businesses with pricing and inventory management, particularly in retail and manufacturing. This move is not just about expanding technology. It's about capturing a larger market share in these key sectors. Despite Peak.ai not actively seeking a buyer, they were acquired in a cash deal. This speaks to the strategic importance UiPath sees in Peak's capabilities. Interestingly, Peak's financial health wasn't in dire straits, having last raised $75 million in 2021 from investors like SoftBank, with a valuation of around $267 million. Even amid economic headwinds, Peak reported a healthy revenue growth, which UiPath aims to leverage. For UiPath, integrating Peak's AI into their platform isn't just a technological enhancement, it's a strategic play to deepen customer relationships and open up new cross-selling opportunities. The two companies already had an existing partnership, which should make this integration smoother and potentially more profitable. The acquisition aligns with UiPath's mission to strengthen their vertical AI solution strategy. Daniel Dines, UiPath's CEO, emphasized that combining Peak's AI with UiPath's platform will optimize industry-specific solutions, enhancing value for their customers. This is crucial as UiPath navigates a challenging market landscape, with revenue growth slowing and workforce reductions in recent years. The stakes are high for UiPath, whose shares took a hit following a revised revenue forecast due to global economic uncertainties. However, with Peak's innovative AI solutions and a strong foothold in U.S. manufacturing, UiPath is positioning itself to tap into new markets and potentially revitalize its growth trajectory. L3Harris Technologies is stepping up to the plate with a bold new strategy to enhance the Pentagon's Golden Dome missile defense initiative using artificial intelligence. This ambitious program, established under a Trump administration executive order, aims to protect the United States with a nearly impenetrable shield against missile threats of all kinds, from ballistic to hypersonic and advanced cruise missiles. L3Harris has been making waves with over $2 billion in contracts for missile tracking satellites from the Space Force's Space Development Agency and the Missile Defense Agency. Now, They're teaming up with prominent players like Palantir Technologies and Shield AI to integrate AI and machine learning into Golden Dome's framework. This could redefine how we think about national defense. Ed Zoas, the president of Space and Airborne Systems at L3Harris, highlighted the importance of moving beyond just deploying sensors. "We've done very well with sensors," he noted. "But the next frontier is AI and machine learning. This shift is crucial for creating a collaborative autonomous network that can process data from hundreds of sensors to accurately coordinate interceptors against incoming threats." The vision is clear: integrate an AI layer that coordinates shooters, interceptors, and sensors seamlessly. This is not just about tracking a single threat, but potentially dozens or hundreds simultaneously. It's a complex challenge, but one that L3Harris is ready to tackle with its partners. Preliminary work is already underway, with efforts to develop a command and control system capable of operating thousands of autonomous assets. Strategic partnerships are key here. L3Harris is working closely with Palantir Technologies to leverage their AI platform, and with Shield AI, which has recently secured a $240 million strategic funding round. Together, they're set to demonstrate AI-enabled unmanned systems for electronic warfare using Shield AI's HiveMind software. This collaboration could pave the way for groundbreaking advancements in defense technology. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that L3Harris is at the forefront of integrating AI into national defense systems. Their work on the Golden Dome Initiative not only aims to protect the United States from evolving missile threats, but also demonstrates the transformative power of AI in strategic defense. Thanks for tuning in to the AI News Daily Brief. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs, or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.